Greece reignites bailout chaos and rattles global markets. Burma's army is targeting Christians again. And a missionary team in Congo is coping with a rush of answered prayer. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Greece fell into chaos Tuesday when the prime minister called for a public vote on a new debt deal hammered out by the Eurozone leaders last week. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis explains.
The European powers, particularly Germany and France, are very upset because they feel this undermines the efforts that are being made to save the euro.
Lawmakers revolted and called for a vote of no confidence slated for Friday. That could set the stage for new elections before 2012. Meanwhile, Greece inched nearer to default and bankruptcy. The situation remains fluid and volatile. Ministry is a challenge.
It's difficult for all of our co-workers in Greece. This uncertainty affects everyone, and everybody would like to have a resolution to this, at least know where we are heading.
Their teams are committed to their work in spite of great financial difficulty.
There is definitely a lot more interest in spiritual matters. People are desperate, and when people get desperate, they tend to do a lot of soul searching, and it's a great opportunity to share the gospel.
Next, a series of recent attacks provide more evidence that the Burmese army is targeting Christians. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine reports.
Two churches have been completely destroyed in a village. Again, they're taking people prisoner, forcing them to quarter for the army. There have been reports of people killed and tortured, and also reports of rape and abuse.
A recent Compass Direct report cited instances of soldiers opening fire at a church and detaining church leaders without reason. The reports are enhanced by what VBB workers have seen in Thai refugee camps.
They're seeing a huge influx of people coming into Thailand again, which is always an indication that the violence is increasing.
Burma appeared to be heading for change, but Christians are still being targeted. The gospel's spreading, but we need to pray.
You know, it's clear how we'd be praying and how we'd be down on our knees. We'd truly be before God on our face if it was us or our own families. And so we need to be praying for those people in the same manner.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been 2 years since Grace Ministries International put a large emphasis on outreach in schools in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Sam Vinton says,
it's been a great challenge, but just a great blessing, especially for the Lord honoring the faith of these men to say we want to see 1,000. And now the number since we began this program is closer to 17 to 18,000. So my son has remarked to me that I've never seen such openness, and the door is open now. We want to make sure we enter in and do as much as possible during this time.
Mainly that means discipleship.
We're very, very much interested in making sure we have literature in the hands and actually have mentoring and one-on-one discipleship, because we believe this really is going to be the future way for the church.
This has been difficult, especially since some kids who've come to Christ don't go to GMI schools. Now the biggest need is for prayer for this ministry and its leaders. Elsewhere, numbers vary from 85 to 99% of Algerian people groups that remain unreached. An Operation Mobilization field leader says ministry is growing, though. As many as 100,000 now know Christ and are coming in no small numbers through TV and radio ministries. OM's House of Hope has 40 Christians running nearly 400 radio and TV programs, providing safe ways for Algerian Muslims to learn about Christ and grow in their faith. And more than 200 million Christians face persecution for their faith in Christ. November 13th, Mission Network News will be honoring them for their courage and commitment to Christ in the MNN International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church radio broadcast. The goal is to honor them, pray for them, and then encourage them. This year's broadcast will feature a message from Open Doors Carl Muller, plus music from 33 Miles, Matthew West, and Chris Tomlin. Details coming in the days ahead. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Missions and ministry can't be separated. Buckner International wants to give you the book, It's Your Mission, by Dr. Jim Dennison, a free missions resource about the church's responsibility to the least of these, helping you answer the question, am I fulfilling my mission? Get It's Your Mission by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.